Welcome to Free Podcast Host for January 7th, 2018. Today we'll continue looking at Podbean and we'll also explore how we can integrate the RSS feed with podcasts. Yes, let's catch up where we left off yesterday. Yesterday I registered for a podcast with Podbean, and it's freepodcasthost.podbean.com. So now that I have an RSS feed from Podbean, and that RSS feed, now this is important, this is the reason why I'm mentioning this, okay? That RSS feed is http://freepodcasthost.podbean.com/feed. I took that RSS feed and went over to the site called Podcasts. Remember, I talked about podcasts a couple days ago. And podcasts, they say that they're a free podcasting host. So you can sign up by either uploading files or by entering your RSS feed. Well, I entered this RSS feed and it gave me a database error. So I remembered that the folks at Blueberry purchased a site called Cast Feed Validator. Now that's a good one to keep in your hip pocket. If you ever get an error about your podcast feed, it's castfeedvalidator.com. So I went over there, posted my Podbean feed, and my feed is valid. So why it's not working on the podcast site, I don't know. I may go down that rabbit hole again another day. But for now, I just wanted to share that with you guys to let you know two things that are really important, that a valid RSS feed for a podcast did not work in the podcast site. Now, I didn't try to upload files there, but maybe I'll do that on another day. And also a reminder, if you ever run into that problem where someone tells you that your RSS feed for your podcast isn't working, check out castfeedvalidator.com. Another free service from the folks at Blueberry. So with that, you know what? I'm going to make this a short episode today. I've been doing a lot of live streaming. So I will catch up with you guys again tomorrow, where we'll take a look at another free podcasting host. We'll go back over to Google and see what else we can come up with. Okay, that's